Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
A few jelly beans and a world of disappointment at Willy Wonka event by Amanda Holpuch. Published February 29th, 2024.
Families in Scotland were expecting to taste chocolate treats and observe optical marvels at a Willy Wonka-themed event in Glasgow. Instead, they got a couple of jelly beans, a short walk around a nearly empty warehouse, and a visit from police officers.
This event, Willy's Chocolate Experience, promised a journey filled with delicious treats, enchanting adventures, and moments worth capturing. And it included elaborate candy-colored illustrations. These illustrations were marred by unusual misspellings and phrases, including a paradise of sweet teats and exarcedary lollipops.
One father, Stuart Sinclair, drove 2 hours from Dundee to take his 3 children to the event. There was maybe 20 chairs, a couple of tables, and a half-inflated bouncy castle, he said.
Police Scotland said that officers were called after the event was cancelled, but that the police determined they were not needed. It was not clear who called the police.
The event organizer, the House of Illuminati, addressed the complaints on Saturday, saying in a statement, "We fully apologize for what has happened and will be giving full refunds to each and every person that purchased tickets." The company said in a statement on its Facebook page, which has been since removed.
Mr. Sinclair said that although his family was disappointed at Willy's chocolate experience, he and his children still made the most of their day in Glasgow, taking his daughter to make her very first teddy bear at Build-A-Bear Workshop.
The worst part of all, Mr. Sinclair said, there was no chocolate.
Come with me, and you'll be...
And now, here is A Disappointment in Chocolate, written by Catherine Fabroni, directed by Olivia Webb. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theatre, March 4th, 2024.
Stop! Here I am! Hello? How can I help you?
Is Billy in?
No, I'm afraid not. And you are?
My name's Kate. He asked me to come by to discuss a business opportunity.
Well, I'm Lara, his partner. I don't know when he'll be back. You could try him on his mobile.
Oh, yes, I did. He said he's nearly home and that I should just come and wait if he's not back by the time I get here.
Oh, okay. Do come in, I guess.
Thank you.
Would you like some tea? I've just put the kettle on.
A tea would be lovely. Thank you.
Of course. Here you are. How did you say you and Billy know each other?
We don't.
Pardon?
Me and Billy don't know each other.
But you said...
I lied.
What is this?
I've been living in the U.S. for the past 5 years.
Okay.
I have a good life, friends, a job, a nice apartment.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Please listen. Actually, do you have any sugar?
Oh, yes, of course, I have sugar. I'm so sorry, I should have offered before.
No, don't worry about it, don't worry.
Here you go.
Thank you. Anyways, my life, it's good. You know, I can't complain much. I've never done something spontaneous. I've never done anything that's exciting.
I'm not sure what this has to do with Billy.
I love Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. As a kid, I knew the original movie back to front. I could quote the whole thing. It was something special I had with my dad. We used to pretend we were the parent and child pairs. He'd ask me if I had any gum behind my ears and he could borrow. I'd demand a golden goose, stuff like that. It always made us laugh so hard.
That's very sweet.
I know. Well, my father passed away last year.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I've been finding a lot of comfort rewatching that film. I've tried to watch the newer ones, but they're not the same. Johnny Depp is too creepy.
Yeah, I think so too.
And when I read about Billy's event online, I thought, what the heck? You only live once, right? So I used all the time off I've saved up and splurged on a ticket to fly over to see it. And well, I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I know. So Billy told you to come here to talk about it?
No.
No?
No, I found your address and came on my own.
Oh.
Because I have Billy.
What?
I have Billy.
I'm calling the police.
I wouldn't.
You're crazy. Why wouldn't you?
You're going to want to hear the rest of my story.
There's more?
Yes.
Well, okay, I guess I could hear you out. Is Billy okay?
Oh, perfectly fine. I bought him a burger. He's watching a documentary on conspiracy theories. Happy as a clam.
Yeah, that sounds like something he'd enjoy.
So, anyways, the event was a wash, obviously. But when I was standing there sipping my Carter cup of lemonade and eating my singular jelly bean, watching those poor actors' wills to live drain from their body, I decided something.
What did you decide?
I decided someone had to do something. And that someone was going to be me. I've been safe and good my whole life, and the one time I take a risk and do something exciting to honor the memory of my relationship with my father, some man hoodwinks me? No, I won't stand.
Is the burger poison?
No, stop. Just listen. So, I drove to a cafe near the event and I sat down for some lunch and started going over his Instagram and trying to come up with a plan. And he walked right in.
Into the cafe?
Yep. Like fate was smiling down on me. And I jumped up and went over to him without even thinking. I don't know what came over me. I've never done anything like that before. I walked right up to him and told him I'd seen the event promoted and was interested in talking to him about investing in a future project.
Are you an investor?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a ruse.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe...
I'm a secretary at a law firm. I am decidedly not an investor.
Oh, okay. So then what happened?
He was eating out of the palm of my hand. I invited him to sit with me. We talked about how I'm trying to come up with an idea for an immersive experience, but I'm stuck and was wondering if you had any advice. We started to flirt a little bit. At some point, I apologized for taking too much of his time, and he says... No apology necessary. What do you think about continuing this conversation at your hotel?
What?
Yep. That's why I knew I had to come here to talk to you. At first, I was just planning to demand his refund me and compensate me in some way for my trip. But once he said that I knew, I was going to take him down. Because he had mentioned you. His business partner. His muse. His biggest fan. And to then turn around and make a pass at me? Oh no, unacceptable.
That pig! So what did you do?
I took him to my hotel room and then said I was going to run out to get us some wine and I drove here.
Well, thank you for telling me, I guess. I suppose dating a con artist wasn't one of my better ideas, but he called me his muse, you know?
Yeah, they can be really endearing when they try. Do you still want to call the police on me?
Not really. I kind of want to die a little bit.
No. Not over a man like that. You're so much better than that.
You don't know me.
I can tell. I'm good at reading people. You deserve better.
Yeah, I do. So what now?
I think we should kill him.
What?
Just kidding. You should see your face. Hilarious. I think you should pay for tricking a bunch of fans and children, honestly.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Do you know the password to his laptop?
Yeah, why?
And does he use a password storing system?
Oh, no, he just uses the same password for everything. Number one Billy with an exclamation mark.
Perfect. Leave it with me. I'm going to send everyone their refunds.
But how?
I have my ways. Best you stay out of it, I think. I have nothing to lose. Remember, boring life, boring job? If I get caught, I'm ready to face the consequences. You've got a cheating partner to confront.
Confront?
Yeah. I think you should go to the hotel room and give him what for.
I suppose you're right.
I'm at the Kimpton Blythewood Square Hotel, room 225. Here's my key card.
Oh my, that's a fancy place.
I told you I splurged.
Oh, I don't think I can do this.
Yes, you can. You can do anything. Take a leap.
This is crazy.
But it feels kind of fun, right?
I've got to admit, it kind of does.
Let's cheers on it. To giving cheating bastards what's coming to them.
To taking down the wonka wanker.
This has been A Disappointment in Chocolate, written by Catherine Fabroni, directed by Olivia Webb. Featuring Sabrina Gomez and Olivia Webb. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 4th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook. And you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.